So the Gemara says that the mitzvah, like you mentioned, is Nerisha Besoy. Mahadran is that you light one nair corresponding to each member of the household. Mahadran and Mahadran is that you're Moisev Ahalek, according to Besilo, which is how we paskin. There's a Machlokes Rishon and Mahadran understand this didn't bring Moisev Ahalek. So the point is that we show each day the nais became greater, it extended itself, the second day, a third day, a fourth day, etc. Tosis comes along and says, we have a problem. If you're lighting a nair corresponding to the members of the household, so how exactly you're Moisev Ahalek? So if you write three nairs the first night, you light six nairs the next night. So it's very confusing. I don't know what night it is. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Is it because it's the sixth night? Do you have two people in your house and it's the third night? You light 12 nairs. Is it three times four? Is it four times three? Is it two times six? It's very not clear what you're supposed to do. So Tosfos says that Mahadran in a Mahadran, you do not light one nair for each member of the household. You go back to one the first night, two the second night, three the third night, etc. The Rambam says, no, that what you do is that the Rambam says the way you do it is you actually light corresponding to the members of the household. The example he gives is there's 10 people in the house. The first night you light 10, the second night you light 20, 30, 40, 50, etc. He does not seem to be bothered by this concern. The Ramot says, the Minhag Ashkenazim is that we follow along the lines of the Rambam. We each member lights, and they light Moisev Ahalek. So Halacha says that we want to address Tosfos' problem that it's not nicker. So the Halacha is that the menorah should be placed in such a way that they're distinct from each other and separate from each other. So it's obvious to people what's happening. If I see many menorahs right next to each other, it's very confusing what number we're at. I need to have them distinct and separate, menorahs in different places. This way, it's very clear that tonight is the third night, and there are five menorahs, each one which has three candles in it. So it's important to put your menorahs in a makom miyuchad. We pointed out that the time that you have to light is how long is that? So the assumption in halacha, that's a half an hour after Seitz HaKachovim. So therefore your nair has to last. The Gemara has two explanations of what that means. One explanation means that the nair should last up to that point in time. The other one is that if you have not lit until that time, you may light at that point in time. So a person lights before Seitz HaKachovim, like we were suggesting earlier. A person should make sure that the nairs will last until Tichlo Regel Min HaShuk. A person lights after Seitz HaKachovim, they have to last that amount of time, which is a half an hour. Is it a half an hour? So Bizman Chazal, we mentioned it was a half an hour. Nowadays, there are many places who would suggest it should be longer. People out in the streets much longer. Based on the language of the Rambam says that the shir is a half an hour oyoser. So where does this oyoser come from? Oyoser comes from, because nowadays, when it's larger cities, etc., the people are out for longer. This would create a kula, that if a person has not lit until that time, he can light even outside, even Eretz Yisrael, lighting outside. Even if he doesn't light, but his man, Tichlo Regel Min HaShuk, would continue till later, he's allowed to light outside with a bracha. That would be a kula. L'chumra is that you have to have your neighbors last that long. So if I say in my street, there's people going in my street until 10 o'clock at night, I'd have to have neighbors which can last 5 hours. You must have that amount of fuel in the nair at the time you light. You must have the correct amount of fuel at the time that you light. That's quite a large menorah to have, or quite a large cup of oil to be able to do that. So the Iker Pesach is that we do not accept this chumra as Iker Hadin. This person is not mechuyev to do this. We go with the shear of a half an hour, or the time until after Seitz HaKachovim. There is a milah. If somebody would be able to fulfill such a concept, that would be considered a milah. But it's not a ma'akeh. But a person must have a nair which can last that long. How many nairs have to last that long? At least one. Because remember, the Iker Mitzvah is one nair. So that one nair has to last that long. Moisev Ahalek, that when we should do the other ones, it would be appropriate to make them last that long as well. But if they cannot, you're still going to be yotzei the mitzvah as long as one nair is going to last that long. One last point about the sin of Moisev Ahalek. Because the idea is that it should be nicker, that what's happening, we're adding more nairs, etc., they should be of the same type of fuel. You should not have half candles and half oil, because then it's not, again, it's confusing. I don't see exactly the combination of the various items. Excuse me. But if they're all the same, there's five candles, or there's five cups of oil, so that's clear, that's nicker, that what you're doing is adding on another nair each night to do so. Have a good morning.